Well, hello there and welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Of course, I'm Rafael Di Furia. This week, I am out and about. Actually, I'm at my favorite new little place here in Braga. I don't know if you'll be able to see it so well on camera. 43 San Marco. It is a relatively new bar cafe that is here in Braga, owned by some of the nicest guys, Mark, Melky, Matu. So, hi guys. I know you're inside right now preparing some very delicious tea, but if you ever are in Braga, definitely come here. Their house cocktails. I'm not a drinker, as many of you know, but good stuff. Oh, well, Mark's coming now. Hello there, Mark. You're actually perfect timing. You can come and say a quick hello. This is Mark, everybody. Hi. One of the owners of...
How'd you do? Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much. Just getting into a little bit of actually why people would want to move abroad maybe in their 20s. So anyway, one of these days, we're going to have a conversation ourselves about why you're here and what you're doing with your place. So
definitely.
Anyway, thanks so much.
That's a loaded
question. Oh, yeah. Anyway, some great guys. So not set up at all, that timing. It was just perfect timing. I'm literally just sitting down to record and here is my tea. But I think it's really important to think about some of the factors if you're wanting to move abroad in your 20s. I moved abroad as a teenager. And looking back now, 15 years later, I can say that there are certain things that I wish I would have had the opportunity to do differently, especially with what I know now, and also not even that I wish I had done differently, but things that I could see that there were choices in front of me that I had considered at the time, but chose to go in a different direction for better or for worse. Some of them would have been better decisions, and some of them I'm actually really glad that I didn't fall into, because it would have been very, very easy to fall into some big problems while living abroad, especially your first time like out in the world. It's the easiest, even if you're from like, say, little small town Arkansas and you want to move to a big city, then maybe you're going to run into certain things that you might not be used to, regardless of whether or not you're in your own country or going abroad. But if you're going abroad, then that means that you are going to have a whole extra set of, not issues, but obstacles or things that you have to navigate. Language, culture, being on the other side of the world, that's a big deal. But let me start at the beginning here, because many people who are in their 20s or approaching their 20s or even approaching their 30s. And a lot of this information could be even relevant to people who might be a little bit older and might be at a point in their life where they are thinking about moving abroad, regardless of what stage they're at. But I think in your early 20s, you're at a certain point where you have your whole life ahead of you and you can really set yourself up for failure or success. And so the first thing that I would say is considering your education. Do you want an education or do you not want an education? And if you are thinking about moving abroad, then your education may or may not be tied to your visa and your ability to actually go somewhere else. And so even, for example, there will be countries where maybe you can't go there unless you're studying or working, or you may not be able to get a work visa unless you've already studied there. Or maybe you need at least a bachelor's degree to get a certain job so that you can get a working visa. There are going to be certain situations where maybe based on your nationality or nationalities, this is why I'm always talking about dual citizenship and how many opportunities that it can open up, you can start not having to have some of those headaches in front of you. I mean, there are many people who don't realize how they could be eligible for Irish citizenship, Italian citizenship, German citizenship, Polish citizenship. I'm very much focusing heavily on Europe here, but there are other parts of the world where citizenship by descent does exist. And maybe you want to go to a country like, I don't know, Brazil. And maybe in Brazil, because you have a parent from there or whatever, that you might be able to figure out some way of getting there. There are many people who don't realize the options that they have available in front of them. But of course, not everybody has those options. So if you are going to study, then what is it that you're going to set your life up for? Because if you're going for, say, some sort of liberal arts degree, then regardless of where you are, you may present yourself certain challenges. But even say, for example, if you decide to study something that you might think of as like a really solid career path, like for example, if you decide to go into education or medicine or law, you also have to take into consideration some of the specifics that may be relevant to one country and maybe not the other. Maybe if you're getting a law degree, maybe you're going to be studying the law of the nation that you're going to be in, and that information might not be relevant to your career, even if a law degree could actually be very useful. But then, say if you get the license to practice, your license to practice may be limited to the area and where you are. Or even, for example, if you decide to go into medicine, nursing, even though the human body may be the same around the world, your licensing may not be. So that would be something. Can your license to practice or to be able to work, will that be able to travel with you? Will that be able to be recognized? Is that something that can help you along your career path, whether you decide to stay in your country or go to another country, maybe go back to your home country? These are all very important factors to consider, because if you are deciding that you do want to study in another part of the world, this could be something where you have to look at the realities of your career path. So even, for example, if you are wanting to be a teacher and maybe you're moving to another country and you know that your career path in your country, if you were to go to a private school, would be very well set in some, at least, way that you're happy with, and maybe you get a certain salary that you find very acceptable, but then you decide to go to a private international school on the other side of the world. Are you going to get paid the same? Are there even any job openings available for you? These are all very important to think about, because you may not have the same opportunities in front of you and the same salary. I mean, even, for example, if you work for an international company, and this is why I'm always talking about that, if you can work online, you can present yourself with certain advantages sometimes, but there are many international, larger corporations that are starting to become a little bit hip to the jive, so to speak. And they are seeing that maybe if they're a German company, they don't have to pay their workers a German salary if they live in Portugal. Or if they're Swedish, they don't have to pay a Swedish salary if they're living in Bali. These are things that you may need to take into consideration, that your income with the same job even could end up having a bit of a difference in what will be offered to you at the end of the day. Sometimes, say if you're working in one European country even, and you move to another European country, you may have to work for a different subsidiary of that same company, or open up your own business, or open up a file as a freelance worker. And so your taxation situation can also change greatly. Social Security can also change greatly. These are all factors that over time you need to start looking at within your career path. There are certain things that might be able to be relevant no matter where you are. I mean, for example, programming. This is something that kind of, regardless of where you are, you have options in front of you. And so it's not just about also choosing your education wisely, not choosing your career path wisely, because in your life, you can change. It's not like you start one thing and you're set on that for the rest of your life. People do change. There are people who don't change, and it just depends on your personality type and how deep into your career that you get and how comfortable with it and if you can stand it or not. There are many people who just simply can't stand what it is that they do, and they have to have a change. Maybe it's even in the same career itself, maybe the same career path. But it's not just about, again, the career that you're setting yourself up for. It's also about the country that you're moving to. I kind of touched on this just a second ago, but there will be certain parts of the world where maybe you want to move to the most beautiful tropical location because you're going to be able to live this amazing, wonderful life in front of you. And maybe the job opportunities in that country might not be all that wonderful. And maybe you're thinking about even a European country where you can have this wonderful, glamorous European life and have these beautiful, cute little European streets. But then maybe you're moving to a country where there are many people who are planning to actually leave for their job opportunities. Younger people, I'm talking about. This is something that's very, very important to take into consideration, because not everywhere will have these opportunities for you, even if you do study. Having a degree doesn't guarantee a job. It can maybe help you in certain areas, but I mean, even for others, like even within decent level positions, you may not need it. It could give you an advantage, though, in certain situations. But again, maybe to go to a certain country, you'll have to study to be able to get there initially, at the very least. So again, like, this is kind of getting into what I mentioned before about maybe you're from like small town Arkansas and you're thinking about New York, or maybe you're thinking about London, or maybe you're thinking about Berlin. You're going to have a very different experience from your small little hometown. Not that everybody watching this channel might be from a small little town, but even if you're from a small city living in a big city, or living in a smaller city coming from a bigger city, these are all different lifestyle choices that could affect your day-to-day life and your lifestyle and what is acceptable for you, what is good for you. it's going to make a huge impact on your daily reality. I mean, even something as simple as safety, like some people may not even think about that. In certain places in the world, you're going to have to keep an eye around you and guard your pockets and maybe not have your cell phone in your hand in front of you. Whereas in other parts of the world, you can just put your phone on your table and not even think about it. Braga is one of those places where I could say maybe I could leave my phone on the table and actually could be okay. Not saying that I do that, though. I wouldn't recommend doing that anywhere in the world. But there are different things and different levels of comfort and how you take each moment with you that will affect your daily life. So also, even then, being in a place where you can have that career and set up a foundation for yourself and be able to build on top of that, the older you get, the more important it is. And this is, I'm not going to say it's the biggest mistake that I made in my time abroad, but it's something that definitely led to maybe more complications and difficulties in certain aspects of my life. And that is actually, in fact, moving from country to country. By moving from country to country, I had to start over and over and over and over again. Starting from zero each time does not make it easy. Okay, like within life, you have certain accomplishments that you have in front of you, but you also have to consider that maybe you won't be able to keep all of the progress that you've accumulated. I mean, think about maybe life like a video game in some ways. Like, maybe by moving from country to country, you're not able to hit the save button on your progress, and that you're going to have to spend your resources to get to the next place. And maybe that could wipe out your savings, or maybe that could be a gamble that you take, and maybe the next location isn't going to be as good of an option as your previous location. That's always a chance that can happen. This is life, though, and sometimes in life you really do have to take chances and have to take the risks for opportunities, because sometimes the payoff really can be worthwhile. Not always, but it can be. But also, I don't want anybody watching this to think that I may be trying to scare somebody from moving abroad and say that, oh, you shouldn't do it. This is about the realities of living abroad. But I think there's also some really wonderful things that have to do with living abroad, such as actually being able to have these experiences in a place that is completely different from what you may be used to, in a location on the opposite side of the world, doing things that maybe you would have never done otherwise, having a coffee in a place, or a tea in my case, sitting at a bar owned by two Brazilians and an Englishman. Okay, maybe you could find something like that in the States, but there are going to be certain unique opportunities that you find yourself having without even knowing about it. And I'm not talking just about opportunities from the fun perspective, but also work opportunities. Maybe, like, one thing that happened for me, there was a location that I lived in, and because I was a native English speaker, and because there weren't that many native English speakers around, it led me to an opportunity to be able to work within a video production company and to be able to get friendly with them and to be able to work my way up through the various projects and to get more and more responsibilities and end up having actually a great start to my career by accident, because I work in video production, audio production, and marketing, but the way that I kind of ended up getting into it was by falling into it by accident. It wasn't like my plan to get into this. My plan was to either go in the direction of psychology or law, but it just so happened that when I was studying, I went to a wedding, a family friend's wedding, and then I met these people who were at the wedding, and they had this video production company, and at the video production company, they needed someone to help them, and then one of the partners from the company ended up leaving the company, and then they needed someone even more there. And so sometimes one opportunity will bring you to another opportunity, and even to have the social situations and the interactions with individuals, you never know where life can lead you. And I think it's also important to have some level of flexibility to be able to take the opportunities in front of you and not say, my life has to be like this, it can only be like this, this is the only path in front of me, and there's no other options. Sometimes life can lead you in a direction that you never thought you would get led down, and you could be sitting in Portugal. I mean, that's even how I ended up here in Portugal. I was in Italy, and I had things going well there, and you can watch episode, I think, 220, where I go into some of the reasons why I moved into Portugal, but for family reasons, it ended up making more sense for me to be located here. And I can truly say that I very much enjoy living here in Braga, Portugal, and enjoying the experiences and the opportunities and the wonderful people that I've met here. And every moment leads to another moment, and some people come into your life and you have things happen that you never would have imagined. But also even the opportunities to see different places that I might not have seen otherwise, to go and visit a small little village to see how a certain cheese is made, or going to see how a liqueur is made, or going to see a beautiful valley that nobody knows about because nobody goes there, and it's just this one little thing that some old local guy knows about, and he said, hey, jump in my car, let's go. Or maybe even a restaurant. I mean, there's actually, I can say, one of my favorite restaurants that I found here in Braga for Portuguese food, I would have never found out about if it hadn't been for a local who had taken me outside of the city to go and see this place that was completely different than anything that I would have ever expected. And it was just in this, like, it looked like an old house, and you go in and it looks a little funny, and then you go into the back and it's like this large garden area, and it was delicious food. So again, you have to be open to these opportunities. And also, again, even something that can be even more basic to any of that, that I've talked about in so many episodes of Not Your Average Globetrotter, is the language. Learning the language can lead to not only these opportunities, but it can truly expand your mind, expand your horizons, expand your life. Learning how to see the world through the eyes of a different language, I think, is extremely valuable. To be able to look at something from multiple perspectives, to be able to see different ways of processing the world, I think there is a huge, massively intrinsic value within just the language learning itself, even to understand how something is described, or maybe in some languages, the verb to be might not exist, and you have to think about the way that you phrase things in a completely different way. And I realize I'm not giving a great example of this here, but maybe in a language you would have to say, not this is mine, or I want that. This is, you could say, it is for me, it is to me, it is this way. Hello. But you never know what life can bring you. And life can bring you, of course, in the positive direction or the negative direction. But being open to it and taking those chances is definitely worthwhile, in my opinion. But even with that said, I will never say that it's for everybody. But figuring out if it's right for you is only something that you can end up understanding on your own, based on your own experiences. So if it is something that you are drawn to, if it is a life that you feel as though could be right for you, explore it. Anyway, thank you for joining me for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter, and especially a huge thank you to those of you who helped to make these episodes possible on a monthly basis through Patreon or the one-time donations, such as through the thanks button here on YouTube or rafaeldifuria.com/Patreon or patreon.com/rafaeldifuria. Thank you to those of you who take part in the comment section below and get involved in the conversations. If you have any input on anything that I've said, or if you agree with me or disagree with me, feel free to let me know down there. Of course, I'm Rafael Di Furia. This has been another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all next time. Later.